We are looking at, and it kind of follows on the message I was bringing at the Watch Night service about pressing on to the mark. One of the things is I press, and so I'm going to take responsibility for doing the work. The problem of falling into the pit of self-pity is that it's all about you. You're wallowing in the problems that you have, that you're facing. Nobody seems to help. Nobody seems to care. And there's a lot of self in that. You say, yes, but I'm pitiful. Well, that's true. But I think it was, I better not say, I can't remember exactly what preacher it was, but he said maybe 10% of life is what happens to us. 90% is how we deal with it. So my short comment here, be on guard against the pit of self-pity. When you're weary or unwell, this demonic trap is the greatest danger you face. Don't even go near the edge of the pit. Don't court self-pity. Don't edge over thinking how sad it is that I have to face this, you see. Its edges crumble easily. Before you know it, you're on your way down. It's much, much harder to get out of the pit than to keep a safe distance from it. So that's why you must be on guard. There are several ways to protect yourself from self-pity. The first one is this. When you are occupied with praising and thanking God, it is impossible to feel sorry for yourself. The focus is where? It's on God. That takes automatically the focus off of you. So, praising, thanking God, this is filling your mind. But we can do more than that, or in addition to that, the closer you live to God, the more distance there is between you and the pit. When you are actively serving the Lord, Pastor Porter and I were talking about how often we don't feel like getting up and preaching and teaching. We just don't feel well. We don't feel like doing it. But that's not why we do it in the first place. We don't do it because it feels good, so we're going to stop when it feels bad. We do it because he was saying it's duty, not, what was it, wanty? Yeah. The idea here is that God has given us a job, and this is part of what makes our life worth something, worth beyond the world's imagination. So when we have a life to live and it is close to God, it puts distance between us and the pit. It's almost inconceivable that you're truly living for the Lord and then just turning around and wallowing in self-pity. So live in the light of God's presence by fixing your eyes on Him. Now you can do this any time. You can do this in the midst of joy, in the midst of sorrow. You can do this when you're feeling well. You can do it when you're feeling sick. Just focus on Him. Psalm 89, 15, 16. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. His face shining on you, you see, and you're walking in that light. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. In thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Now, once that happens, you'll be able to run with endurance the race that is set before you without stumbling or falling. And you know where that verse comes from. We'll close with this, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, these are those who have gone on before. They have shown us the way. They are witnesses to us in that sense. They have shown us the example. So we have a great cloud of witnesses that have done well. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. It's a long-distance race. It's a lifelong race. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And when you run a race, you want to keep your eye on the goal, looking unto Jesus. And he's described here as the author or the beginner and finisher of our faith. And the example of Jesus, one more of those witnesses that has gone before us, who for the joy that was set before him, he had the goal in mind as well, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, victorious, accomplished, successful in every sense. So we can do that, but the idea is don't just wish for it, do it. Don't just think about how it could be done. Think about doing it. Actually do it. So focus on him and then live life for him.